Well, greetings to each of you who are joining us this morning in worship online. We are gathered together virtually, electronically, as one body of faith, joining together from our individual homes to connect, grow, live, and radiate the faith that we hold dear, and to meet with each other and the Lord Jesus Christ as head of our homes, our hearts, and our lives. Welcome. I am sharing this morning the third sermon in the series on At the Table. The first message was given by Pastor Brian, and it was entitled, Everyone is Welcome. Last week, the message was entitled, There is Plenty, and this morning, we have the opportunity to hear Everything Tastes Good. At the table, we are doing our very first Facebook Live worship message, and it is an honor and a privilege for me to share with you this morning. So, at the table, Pastor Brian shared that there are two tables. And my way of thinking about this is that there is one that we invite people to here on earth. It is set. It is ready. We should always be prepared to invite someone to that table. But then there is also one that is prepared and ready, and that one is in heaven, and it may look a little bit something like this one, where it is prepared in the heavenly home, and God is ready for us to join him there. The heavenly table is where there's a feast that the Lord has had prepared for us, and it's referenced to in Isaiah 25, in Luke 22, and in Matthew 26. Luke 14, 15 says it this way, "Blessed is the man who will feast in the kingdom of God." Feast, not just eat, not just be present, but it's so blessed that we will feast together. So this morning, we may be gathering, and it may look a little bit like this, which is not our people online, but it is more of a virtual sort of representation of what it looks like to come together virtually in the morning like we are this morning, gathering around the table. This image really helps me gather that concept from Hebrews 12, verse 1, that tells us that we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. We're together, and we receive this togetherness in a new and in a unique way to many of us. So as I thought about all of the things that I snap pictures of and I post on my Facebook page, they often involve celebrations that are personal. We have celebrations of graduation, like the one imaged on the left, and we celebrate birthdays, and you see many of those where children have their very first birthdays or second birthdays, and there's these singing around the table and the candle is lit. I married into the Ream family, and the Ream family tends to linger at a table way longer than the Killian family from which I was raised. The Reams, it was so unfathomable to me that they would spend between sometimes 2 to 4 hours at the table. And they would tell the waitress, if we were out to eat, go slow, take your time, we're not in any hurry. The Reams were much more functional about the Killians were much more functional about our table. We would eat, clear that out, and then everyone could enjoy time together. But the Reams, they didn't care about the mess. It was all about the relating. So as I thought about the Facebook posts that I treasure around the table, they included birthdays and graduations. They also included images of game playing. The image on the left is one of those Christmas crackers kind of games where everybody gets that silly little paper crown that we all wear. And we also play other games around the table. And matter of fact, at Thanksgiving, we have the one image on the right side of the screen with the tall man standing on the very left of that image is a man named Red, who became part of our family and was taken in. And it's one of those pictures that we can treasure that is from gathering around the table. We also do cookie decorating around the table, and this image is of the family decorating cookies that we handed out for the Ding Dong Cookie Dash. And, of course, we had to munch and eat our own fair share of those as we were decorating. This next picture is one slide is one where it shows us gathering around the table with people that we haven't seen and don't live near all the time. You can eat al fresco now out and have your dogs along. And if you ever watch my Facebook post, I often have pictures of dogs. And the one on the screen on the left side is eating out with the dogs and decorated near Halloween time, if you notice the hat on one of the members. So we get together there. We got together in Utah where my parents came along, and we went out to Utah and met with family members there. And then my husband graduated with people back in 1988, and when they come to visit, we always are snapping pictures and reconnecting around a table. A table is a place also that we can refresh after a golf game, as my husband and Don Gear and my dad, Ron Killian, and then my brother gathered around and refreshed after the Golf for Him tournament. A day of exercise and fundraising allowed for refreshment around a table. And then I thought, finally, of some of the dear moments that we treasure with my father-in-law when we went to Nashville. My husband and I had that potential. And then the picture on the right is the very last picture of my father-in-law that was taken by my brother-in-law, Greg, just about one day, the day before he passed away. And it's a God wink to me. If you can see his shirt, Roger's shirt, it has him wearing a Life is Good shirt. And that smile is a genuine Roger Ream smile. Life was good, and life is still good in the eternal goodness, as God kind of winks that his life has gone on, and we just captured some of the last moments he had with us. So the table is a place of connection. In fact, table fellowship might well be considered a spiritual discipline. It is where we are nourished in our bodies with food, but it's also where we're nourished in our souls, recovering the spiritual significance of what we eat, where we eat, and with whom we eat. And Jesus, in fact, developed a reputation for his time at the table, we can read in Matthew 11, 18 to 19. And Jesus invites us as well to come together at the table to receive and connect. So our scripture this morning comes from the book of James. And James, if you know anything about James, he was the half-brother to Jesus. James was born of Mary, and there were other brothers and sisters, not just Jesus and James in the family. But James was not a believer initially, and then became a man of faith. And in that faith conversion, he also then led the church in Jerusalem. So from James 1, verse 17, we read in the New International Version, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows." The table is a place where we receive from God. The table is a place of blessing. At the table, we communicate love. At the table, Jesus broke bread. And the Passover meal and the blessings that are shared include Hebrew prayers that are spoken in Hebrew, but translate something like this blessing that would be said over a Passover meal. "Blessed are you, Adonai, God our Father, sovereign of all, who brings forth bread from the earth." Or general blessings over food or meal is, "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, by whose word all things came to be." As I prepared for the At the Table message and I looked around and came to appreciate that we might just be experiencing one of God's love languages. I mean, the average relationship offers so much bonding over meals. There are five love languages that were put out about 25 years ago by a Dr. Gary Chapman, and those included words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch. But modern day, some experts are saying there's a sixth love language, and that is food. A quote from a relationship and human behavior expert, Patrick Wanis, a PhD, said, food incorporates all that the other five languages include and all five senses. It's a very powerful way of creating a connection and expressing love. So, okay, the table is a place of blessing. The table is also a place of givenness. John 21 says, Jesus blessed the food, the bread, the fish, the meal, and then he gave it. Jesus gave bread at the Last Supper. We're told that Jesus said, unless you drink of my blood or eat of my flesh, you have no part of me. Jesus gives, and we receive his givingness. And as believers in Christ, we are given the gift of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and we receive the gifts of the Spirit. Acts 2:38 in the New International Version says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1, and then jumping down to verse 4 are regarding spiritual gifts. And it says, now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. So at the table, everything tastes good. God is a giver. He wants and loves giving to his image bearers. At the table, we can live out the mission statement that ECOB, Effort of Church of the Brethren, has, which is to connect, grow, live, and radiate. We gather at the table to connect. We gather at the table as iron sharpens iron. We seek to grow in our faith and our understanding of who God is to us and among us. And we grow in unity at the table. At the table, we live together and we receive life-giving nourishment, not only for our bodies, but for our souls. At the table, we live out the life and receive the life God has for us. At the table, we radiate the love of God as we speak life into each other, share each other's burdens so that the load is lighter, pray together, and laugh together. We radiate the love of Christ. It's time to invite people to the table. At the Lord's table, he doesn't hold anything back. You are never found reaching for something like the mashed potatoes and the Lord snatches them away from you. Or you say, can you pass the gravy? And he says, no, the Lord wants to give to us. Philippians 4:6, Pastor Brian read initially, and it says, be anxious for nothing, but at everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Matthew 7:7 tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So come to the table. Invite others to the table. Everyone is welcome. Let's pray. God, I just thank you for the image of being together at a table, even though in this time when there's a bit of social distancing, we do step back from maybe physical tables in some way, shape, or form. But we remain a community, united together at a table, a common table of faith. And so, God, I ask that you help us always to have our tables, ourselves, our bodies, who we are, ready and prepared to always share the message, to share the hope to which you call us. And Lord, I pray that not only this table, but that table that you are preparing for all of us, where the feast is prepared, not just a meal, not just a few snacks or appetizers or tapas, but a feast, Lord. I pray that we invite all those that we know and come in contact with so we may gather together in the feast in the heavenly kingdom. May you be glorified, Lord. Amen.